जय राधमारवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधमारवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जन, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुन तेरा बन चारी, जमुन तेरा बन चारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
coming. Boston, there's a lot of good devotees living in the temple, and we got this congregation. I mean, everybody here is, everybody, I was just writing down names, but I was going to mention a lot of names, but it's like everybody here is a regular member of this temple. You know, early in the movement, everybody lived in the temple, but now, almost everybody lives outside the temple, but everyone is these incredible devotees who come all the time and do all kinds of service. And it's just, it's great. It's been great. All right. I won't talk too long because everybody probably wants prasadam. Lord Chaitanya's program is chanting, dancing, feasting, and philosophy. And we've had the chanting and dancing. We have a little philosophy now, and then we'll do the feasting. And, I took the crayon to write down some things. In that little book over there. Keep my thoughts organized tonight. Okay, so Lord Chaitanya came at the calling. First of all, he came at the calling of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, he felt his Mahavishnu himself, but he felt that the age of Kali is so bad. And the people in Kali Yuga are so unfortunate and very slow. Of course, all our minds are always disturbed. These are the characteristics of a couple of the characteristics of all of us in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is a very, very unfortunate age. And therefore, Advaita Acharya felt that even his Mahavishnu, he couldn't. He had to call for Krishna himself to come to save everyone. So he worshipped. I'm gonna read some of it. I had it ready to go, but then I messed up. It's too bad they didn't have iPads when Lord Chaitanya was here. Can you imagine if everything Lord Chaitanya ever did or said, or it was on, you could just tap a couple of, I mean, why not, Lord Chaitanya? Anyway, we have it now, and we have everything that Prabhupada said and did, and so that's good. But, okay, so here, this is from the chapter, the external reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Just a few verses. This is Krishna talking in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 3. For Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going to tell you, this is how Krishna thinks, and he can do it because he's intimate associate of Krishna. For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, but simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulence, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration, but devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberations. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braj. So we're following what Prabhupada taught was in following in the line of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was pure, unalloyed worship of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And, of course, in the beginning, as neophytes, we're advised by Prabhupada to worship Krishna in awe and reverence, but not that, but we know also according to Prabhupada's instructions that we're not meant to remain just in awe and veneration. As Krishna says here, worship of me made feeble by worship in awe and veneration does not attract me. And we all know that. There's the story of Prime Minister of England, Gladstone, that Prabhupada told, where the Prime Minister of England, especially at that time, was a big, big deal. And so somebody went to see him in his office, and the secretary kept him, well, he just kept waiting outside his office for a long time. And finally he bent down on his arms and knees and looked through the keyhole and saw the Prime Minister of England, the sun never set on the English Empire. He saw the Prime Minister on his hands and knees riding around on the floor with his grandson on his back. He's playing horsey for his grandson. So Prabhupada gives that as the example of how Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's God, but he doesn't care about being God. Being God to him, you know, Lord Narayan, he can be God. Mahavishnu, he can be God. But Krishna, he plays with the residents of Vrindavan in pure love, pure unalloyed devotion. And not considering, like Prabhupada says, Krishna, cowherd boys would climb on Krishna's back and say, what kind of big man are you? Look, we defeated you in wrestling. And Krishna likes that. The smiles and the chastisements of the gopis attract Krishna much more than any of the Vedic hymns chanted by great yogis and renunciates throughout the year. But if Radharani looks at Krishna with reproachful glance and chastises him, then Krishna likes that more than anything. There's a picture of, you've probably seen it, picture of Krishna carrying the wooden sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head, bringing them to his father. And Prabhupada really liked that picture when he saw it. And he said, this is Krishna. He's carrying his devotee's shoes on his head. So this is what we're here for. We're meant, the goal of all of us as followers of Prabhupada in ISKCON, in Krishna consciousness, our goal is Vrindavan. And that's what Lord Chaitanya came to preach. And for the method for us going back to home, back to Godhead, and staying with Krishna in Vrindavan, or staying here to preach on behalf of Krishna and bringing other souls back home, back to Godhead, whatever Krishna wants. If Krishna wants the devotee to stay here, then we'll stay here to preach. And if Krishna wants the devotee to come back to God, back to Vrindavan, then the devotee will do that. Of course, we have our own desire, but mostly it depends on Krishna's desire. So we're following in disciplic succession. Our goal is Vrindavan. Advaita Acharya called for Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came. Advaita Acharya worshipped Krishna with tulsi leaves and Ganga water. There's nothing better that you can offer Krishna more than Ganga water and some tulsi leaves. You can offer Krishna a palace or whatever, but Krishna's pleased with a little Ganga water, or any kind of water. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, and I will accept it. So not necessarily Ganga water and tulsi leaves, but that's how Advaita Acharya worshipped him. And he called for him very loudly. So, and then when Lord Chaitanya came, his mission was to preach. There's one verse, maybe Amaranth knows it, but do you know the verse where Lord Chaitanya says, "I order every Was that the one?
Yeah.
Oh, I was okay. I had that one down for later. Okay, so yes, yeah, so Lord Chaitanya says, my birth in India, Bharat Varsha, is the highest birth, described as the highest birth in the universe. And Lord Chaitanya ordered every resident of Bharat Varsha to go and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that you may say, well, Lord Chaitanya ordered everyone. Why Krishna can do that? Lord Chaitanya can do that because he's Krishna. And if he says, I want every, of course it's Kali Yuga and people, not everyone is following that at the moment, but more and more people are as time goes on. There's so many residents of India who are preaching Krishna consciousness in every town and village, all over the world. And whether born in Bharat Varsha or born in the United States or born in China or South America or Africa or Australia, wherever we're born, it doesn't matter. We're all meant to preach on Lord Chaitanya's behalf. And that's what we're doing. And here's one. Do you know this one? Love of Krishna is dormant in everyone's heart. Very good. We have a pundit here. And the point of that verse is that love of Krishna is dormant in everyone's heart. We're all, every living entity is pure at heart. The example that Prabhupada gives is the rain that falls from the sky. It's pure. But when it falls on the ground and it mixes with the the dirt, it appears to be muddy. But when it is evaporated again by the heat of the sun, and it goes back up into the sky to form clouds, then it you can see that it's pure. And Prabhupada's example is that it never actually mixes with the dirt. It just appears to be dirty. So, but it's always pure. So as we come in contact with the material energy, we appear to be contaminated. But we're pure. We're always pure. We're always pure spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's energy. We never actually become contaminated, but we appear that way, and it becomes very troublesome to have to live in that illusion for so many births and deaths in this material world. But it is illusion. It is nothing but illusion. So then, Yare deke tarikaha Krishna upadesh amar agya guru hanataridesh. Everyone should become a guru and just deliver the people of this land. And wherever you go, whoever you meet, just tell everyone about Krishna. So that's our mission. That's the mission of Prabhupada. It's very simple. There's nothing at all complex, complicated, difficult to understand about Krishna or going back to Godhead. It's very, very, very simple. The basic principles are simply that we're eternal part and parcel of Krishna. We became envious of Krishna in the spiritual world. We have fallen to this world. But we're not meant to live here eternally. We're meant to go back to Godhead. And we can easily do that simply by the process of chanting the holy names and giving up our rebellious attitude towards Krishna. Prabhupada says that Krishna has causeless mercy on the fallen souls. Causeless mercy is, Prabhupada quoted Shakespeare, the quality of mercy is not strained. It falleth like the gentle rain from heaven, things from the Merchant of Venice. And Prabhupada quoted Shakespeare sometimes, and other people. So there's little bits of truth here and there. So the Krishna has causeless mercy on the fallen souls because he loves all his eternal parts and parcels. And his mercy, it's even described that of all Krishna's transcendental qualities, his quality of mercy upon the fallen souls, that's you and me, is his greatest quality. And Krishna has unlimited, infinite transcendental qualities. And his mercy on the fallen souls is personified in Srimati Radharani. So, and that's why the devotees, thank you. And so devotees pray to Srimati Radharani and approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani, because if Srimati Radharani recommends us to Krishna, then Krishna will accept us. And Krishna and Radharani combine in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, there's nothing beyond the worship of Lord Chaitanya. There's nothing beyond the worship of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So, okay. And I'll just mention a couple more points. One is that a principle of Lord Chaitanya in his preaching movement is the free distribution of Krishna consciousness, of Krishna prema. When Lord Chaitanya was here, when he toured South India, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, whoever saw him immediately became a pure devotee, a lover of Krishna, whoever just saw him. So it didn't matter who they were. There was the fisherman who caught Lord Chaitanya in his net, and when he touched Lord Chaitanya's body, he became a pure devotee, immediately became mad with Krishna prema. And when the devotees that went out to look for Lord Chaitanya, he got away in the middle of the night, and he was wandering, and they knew that he just wanders around. He doesn't even know where he is. He thinks he's in Vrindavan, so he thought the ocean was the river Jamuna, and he jumped in the ocean, and this fisherman caught him in his net. And when who were the devotees that went out to look for him? Do you know? Okay, I can't think of him right now. But his servants who were always with him, Swarup Damodar and Govinda Das, they went out to look for him, and they didn't find him right away. But they found this fisherman who was just walking along, going Krishna, 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 and he couldn't stop chanting, so they figured he must have seen Lord Chaitanya. So they asked him what happened, and he said, "Well, I caught this big fish in my net, but it must have been a ghost, because as soon as I touched it, I just started chanting Krishna's name, and I can't stop." And so they knew, and so they said, "Well, where is this ghost?" And he told them, and they went and found Lord Chaitanya, and they brought him back to the Gambira where he was staying. He was supposed to stay inside, but he got away. And So, or the when Lord Chaitanya walked through the Jarikanda forest, he was walking, he was on his way to Vrindavan, and the wild animals in the forest, they saw him, and they began to chant and dance. The tigers were dancing with the deer and kissing the deer and chanting Krishna's name. And generally, tigers don't kiss deer or chant and dance Hare Krishna. And the elephants were rolling on the ground in ecstasy, chanting Krishna's name. By the influence of Lord Chaitanya, and Prabhupada says there in the purport, he says, we may not be able to make the animals chant and dance, but we can induce the human beings to chant Krishna's names and dance. And we do it, just like we went out to chant on New Year's Eve in Copley Square, and everybody's walking around drinking and carrying on. And we got there, and Nitin, he was leading the kirtan mostly, and he's fired up. He got like all these crazy college boys and girls to, and they're just out for a good old time, you know. And Nitin, he got everybody, he got them to chant and dance and chant, and, you know, it's just amazing. So we do that. When we went out to chant in Salem on Halloween, as soon as we got off the train in the Amtrak or the train station in Salem, there were all these policemen on the platform, and one of them there, he took his bullhorn, and he said, "Oh, the Hare Krishnas are here," and he started chanting Hare Krishna like really loud, right in the middle of the train station. So, and that's the nature of Lord Chaitanya's movement, to freely distribute pure love of God, not considering who's a fit candidate and who's not. There's no fit candidates in Kali Yuga. We're all sinful. We're all very fallen. No one is a fit candidate by like traditional Vedic culture standards from Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga, but we're fit candidates in that song by Narottam Das Thakur. He says that he's talking to Lord Chaitanya, and he says, "Lord Chaitanya, you've come to save the most fallen souls, but I'm the most fallen, so my claim is first." So that's the qualification for getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It's not very hard. We just have to be fallen souls. We can all manage that pretty easily. So that's the distribute Krishna consciousness without considering who's the fit candidate and who's not. Everyone is fit to become a devotee, to be a devotee and chant Hare Krishna. And like Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Navadvip, and he would send his devotees out chanting every day. And then the Brahmins there, the smarta Brahmins, they were complaining to the Qazi, who was the ruler of Navadvip, and they said, "This Nimai Pandit is ruining the Vedic religion. He's ruining the Hindu religion. He's loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna, and he's getting everyone else to chant the names of Krishna. He's just making a mess of everything. So we want you to stop him." So the Qazi issued an order. There can't be any more Harinam Sankirtan. And if you do, you know, you'll be arrested. And Lord Chaitanya sent them out anyway to chant and dance. And some of the Qazi's men came and stopped them and took their madanga and broke it on the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya went to his house with 100,000 devotees. And the Qazi got a little scared. And he, especially when he had a dream that Lord Nrisimhadev jumped on his chest and was ripping his chest open, then he really kind of freaked out. And he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Well, you go ahead and chant." It's all right, go ahead and chant. And he said, and not only me, but all my descendants from now on, as long as we're in charge in Navadvip, you'll be allowed, you will have no trouble doing the Harinam. So, anyways, I wanted to just, we see the display of the Chaitanya Charitamritas here. Prabhupada began translating them very, very early, 1967 or something like that. And he started publishing them. The first Adi Leela volumes came out maybe in 1968 or no later than 69. And he considered it so, all his books, Prabhupada considered them to be so crucial to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Everything depends on Prabhupada's books. And so the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wanted us to have it. And they were freely distributed. One volume after another was coming out. They didn't all come out at the same time. But Gaur Prasad will remember, when the one after the other volume of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Srimad Bhagavatam would come out, they'd be shipped to all the temples. The BBT truck would ship to all the temples, and devotees would start distributing them immediately. And it didn't matter, you know, the fifth, the Antya Leela, like super like intimate stuff. It's all intimate stuff about Lord Chaitanya. It's all intimate pastimes. But but Prabhupada said, no, we don't. We just distribute them, and the devotees distributed them in parking lots, in malls, everywhere. And the Krishna book came out. The Krishna book is Krishna's pastimes with the gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada didn't say, "Oh no, you can't distribute that yet. We have to wait till people become enlightened or advanced, then we'll distribute them." He had us distribute it immediately in great quantities. So I just want to, I had this set up here, this display here set up, especially on Gaur Purnima. We should emphasize the reading, just like some of those pastimes, Lord Chaitanya and the Kazi, or Lord Chaitanya going through Jarikanda Forest, or Lord Chaitanya traveling through South India, Lord Chaitanya being caught in the fisherman's net. These are all pastimes that we should, that all the devotees should know. So we have to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and all of Prabhupada's books. We have to read them and know these pastimes. It's the great fear is that over the course of time there'll be less and less reading, and people won't know everything that we should know. That just not just scholars. There are many great scholars in ISKCON who know Sanskrit and Bengali and know all the pastimes, and that's great. There's some devotees that can recite from memory the whole Bhagavad Gita or the, you know, incredible stuff. But it's not just meant for scholarly, very brahminical devotees. These pastimes are meant for all of us. These should be, all these pastimes and the pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam should be a common knowledge for all of us. So, actually, I believe there's four sets of these available in the temple, only $99. And that is pretty darn cheap. By any standard, especially for the topmost transcendental literatures. And I'm not really trying to sell them now, although it'd be definitely good if before the end of the night all four sets were sold. Okay. See, that's great. That's great. And then we should all have these. Of course, you might say, "Well, I can just go on the computer and look it up." But it's different having the actual books in your house, That's what Prabhupada, I'm sure, I mean, I can't say I'm sure, but Prabhupada, of course, anything you do, everything is available on the computer, and that's wonderful, but there's definitely a special feature about having a set of Prabhupada's Bhagavatams, a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas in your house, on your shelf, and open them as often as possible, and just read. If you're good at memorization or things, stuff like that, learning Sanskrit or Bengali and vocabulary and grammar, that's great. I mean, that's great. It's really great. But just read. That's the whole thing. We can all read, and we should read. So that's my thoughts for the day. Yeah. Yeah, true.
If Lord Chaitanya met somebody on the street today and didn't know anything about Krishna or any of the stuff, what would be the important things to tell that person? Or what would Lord Chaitanya want that person to know?
Well, the first thing, the traditional way of preaching in ISKCON from the very beginning, Prabhupada in Tompkins Square Park, the first thing he did was invite people to come hear him talk and give lectures in different places. But shortly after, a little bit was established. He led them out on Harinam Sankirtan to Tompkins Square Park. And he would chant for a while, they would chant, and then Prabhupada would stand up and lecture for 15 or 20 minutes for a time. And then if devotees would come back to the temple, then they would get prasadam, and they would hear Prabhupada speak from Bhagavad Gita. So the first and foremost method of preaching is Harinam Sankirtan. Go out and chant and dance. I remember the first time I saw a Sankirtan party was on Boylston Street. I was 18 years old, and I came out and I saw, I was with this girl. We went to a movie at the Prudential Center, and we came out of the movie and we heard the drum and the kartals, and we're like, hey, I wonder what that noise is. And we went and saw, and I saw the devotees chanting. It was a big, fired-up kirtan. It was like 30 or 40 devotees, and they were all young and, you know, bright orange dhotis and shiny heads and women running around, going around in saris and distributing books. And it was fired up. And I was like, wow, what's going on here? What is this? It's just amazing. And so, because it's directly Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. The chanting of the holy names of Krishna and the Sankirtan movement is an import from the spiritual world, from Goloka. It's not anything to do with the material world. It's not a material sound. The devotees are not material beings, although we're coming from a conditioned background. We're striving and we're becoming transcendental. And so it's not a product of this material world, but the Sankirtan is directly descended from Goloka. So the main preaching, the most basic preaching is Harinam Sankirtan. After a while, if you have somebody who's good, I remember when we used to go to Harvard Square, Naranjana Swami would draw a real crowd because his chanting is so powerful. And he would draw a crowd and be in front of the Harvard Coop, and then he'd stop and talk for a while and then go back to chanting. And if people, whoever was interested, then, you know, we had devotees distribute books there and inviting people back to the temple. So, yeah, chanting, dancing, a lecture and distributing prasadam. The basic things are just so easy. And then somebody wants to hear, and he said, like Saraswati, the first child in ISKCON, and she was like just a little girl, like 3 or 4 years old, and she would go up to somebody and say, "Do you know who Krishna is? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And Prabhupada pointed her out and said, "This child, this is perfect preaching. Just go up to somebody and say, 'Do you know who Krishna is? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.'" That's all. And, okay. Anything else? Is that right? Yeah, just the most simple. Krishna is God. You're pure, you're eternal, pure spirit, soul, part and parcel of God. You're not meant to suffer, live in this material world. You're meant to go back home, back to Godhead. The most simple, basic facts, the most important facts. I heard one lecture, one conversation Prabhupada said just the other day. He said that if you just accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said that's advanced. And he literally said, that's advanced. Because it's such a huge step to accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're coming out of so much ignorance and maya, not knowing who Krishna is, or not thinking anything of Krishna, or thinking Krishna is, it's all mythology, or something like that, mythology, as Prabhupada said. So if you just accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, That's such a huge step. Anything else? Probably. Yeah.
One thing that I learned, like Maharaj said, that two things, Lord Chaitanya Prabhu came to do two things, teach us two things, chant Hare Krishna and teach others. You know, and that's, if you make that your life and soul, you know, that's, And chanting really means reading as well.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Prabhupada said that even if you discuss the miseries of the material world, he said that's kirtan too.
Yeah.
He literally said that. So if we talk about Krishna, we read about Krishna, we go out and chant and dance about Krishna, it's all kirtan. It's all kirtan. Especially the book distribution, which of course we all know Nitin is very dedicated to, following in the footsteps of his spiritual master and Prabhupada, he's really dedicated. And we got Bhima, where's Bhima? He was here. Bhima is the one who sponsors the Bhagavad Gita, that everybody, anyone who comes to the temple can have a free Bhagavad Gita, a hardbound Bhagavad Gita, because he pays for them. He pays for us to distribute to anybody. Okay, we better stop there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nitin's gonna do it.